This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Lots of businesses are ramping up efforts to reach customers online in this era of social distancing. But when your business is stand-up comedy or improv, and you depend on an in-person audience, what do? Richard Banks caught up with three Alabama comedians to find out.
Stand-up comedian Eunice Elliott had booked gigs in L.A. and Atlanta. Instead, she now performs from her yoga room, but broadcast to the world.
Hello, hello, hello!
Recently, she hosted Comedy Quarantined, an online fundraiser for Hoover's Stardome Comedy Club.
Welcome, guys, to the first episode of Comedy Quarantine. I'm Eunice Elliott. Thank y'all for doing this with us.
How you doing, Eunice? How's everything going?
Everything's good. You know, I left my job last week as a news anchor to go be a stand-up comedian and travel the world.
Coupled with resigning from her day job, the shelter-in-place orders enacted across the country have been a double whammy for Elliott.
I would rather be in a space to be able to create laughter for people right now than telling them for 4 hours every morning starting at 4 a.m. about the pandemic and the things that are giving people anxiety. Obviously, it's information we need, but I would rather be on this side of the storyline pandemic-wise.
But it is forcing her and others whose job it is to make people laugh to find innovative ways to get the job done.
Comedy, stand-up comedy in particular, is really hard to exist in a vacuum. And so much of stand-up comedy relies on the audience and the feedback on the audience and the energy of the audience and the laughter. And so a lot of comedians are having to get really creative in figuring out how can we have these funny moments without the crickets.
Elliott isn't the only one turning to the internet. Birmingham's Chris Davis, who's known for both his stand-up and improv, has been live streaming a daily show on Facebook. In it, he walks around outside and basically says out loud what he's thinking.
I paid a team of Manhattan ad agencies execs to come up with the name Walking Around with Chris.
He has reminded people to practice good hygiene and not lick strangers, and jokingly attempted to hypnotize the audience into sending him money.
It's almost hypnotic. Stare deeply into the Chinese parasol. You will do my bidding. You will now send me $1 to my Venmo.
He even accepted one viewer's challenge to skip rocks. He says viewer comments during the show are basically the online equivalent of laughter.
And so many times I'm going to be rambling on by myself anyway, and no one's there to laugh. But people tell me when things are funny or when things are silly, and I appreciate that. So that's feedback I'm getting.
Chris Ginchmer is the artistic director at Positively Funny Improv and the Birmingham Improv Theater. He and a handful of co-conspirators perform on Twitch, a live streaming platform used mostly by gamers.
We chose Twitch just because if you can get followers that can come along, it can become easier to be able to donate. And that's really why we started doing what we did, is we were kind of worried, are we going to be able to keep the theater open?
Ginchmer says one upside to performing online, they now have fans outside Alabama. That's in part because so many people have extra time on their hands. Again, Chris Davis.
So many people surprisingly have said, we really needed this. Thank you so much for making us laugh during this time. Like, you wonder if you're making an impact. And of course, I'm not saving lives or anything, but just a little distraction from what's going on is so important to people.
In these tough times, laughter is a pretty good medicine. For WBHM, I'm Richard Banks.